here in the end of that of Chavav of the Keta Chavav. The end of it is Dorash Rava. If Neiman Nenash Hamelach Aso, Sosan Gai B'Tamir Chachamim. So this Gemara is coming in Agav Orcha. We're talking about Choler Raglayim and so on. So the Agav Orcha, it says that Asa got sick on his foot. It says Asa Beraglo before. So now he's going to explain why. So Dorash Rav Neiman Nenash Hamelach Aso, Neshaosan Gai B'Tamir Chachamim. He took Tamir Chachamim and he worked with them. In Shenema, it says Hamelach Asa Hishmi As Kol Yehuda Einaki. He drafted all of Yehuda. Now in those days, the drafting we're talking about is not to the army; it's the workforce. So they would draft everybody to do work. That's Angaya. So he drafted everybody. Einaki ma Einaki Mirama Rav Afilo Chos Mecheder VeKal Mechupasei. That he took even Chasim Chedek Al Mechupasei, Sal Kapanim, everyone was included, and Talmid Chacham as well. The same Lashon in Chazal is by Avraham Avinu, that why was Avraham Avinu Nenash with the Brisbane Absarim of Abba Me'ashana and all of that? So it says also because he made Angaria with Talmid Chachamim. So let's take a look a minute in the morale. Shosan Gaya. So he basically, his point, he doesn't quite express the Nakuda, but this is his question is, first of all, what exactly is the chaymer of that guy with Chachamim? It's not so much the covet of Torah, that's not the covet that the person should work. It doesn't seem that that's it. I should have said he wasn't Zoyev Kav Chachamim. It says Osan Gariyev Tamir Chachamim. The Etzim working with them was a problem. It also doesn't say over here why is that have to do with Raglov. In other words, he did it wrong. But Chazal asking why Dafka Raglov doesn't quite give a time for it. So he says. So the Maral says like this: Klal adava ki roi sheyaseichel ben chayrin ve'ein shibud beseichel. Seichel should be ben chayrin, should not be meshubed. V'dava ziyadua. Ekasha oisan gavtchem chomim l'shabed hadava shein roi sheyba shibud nishtab duzar gamkein ashein roi lema shibud kirechsiv behem asan Hashem alekeha. So that's the midah keneged midah. That you know by Avraham Avinu, it was a midah connected midah of Shibud. Here also, he brings on the bottom a little bit of a different girsa, but it's pretty much the same. I want to talk a little bit about this and understand the nekuda here. I mean, the pashta pshat is, I mean, it says Talmid Chachamim are free from taxes. On the surface of it, it sounds to us like it's one of those perks that Talmid Chacham is supposed to get, and not giving it to them is lacking in Kavanah Torah, lacking in Achzakas Torah, however you want to call it. Maral is saying a much deeper Nekuda. And let's understand the Musig of Ishtabdus and Avdus and so on. There are two words in the Torah used in Hebrew for work. One is Malacha, one is Avaida. Malacha, what's the difference between Malacha and Avoida? So the Mashal on Shabbos, Malacha is Aser. Lamitas Malachas are Aser. Avoida is Muta. A person can schlep as many bags of heavy sand, as long as there's an Erev there, that's fine. So Avoida and Malacha are not the same thing. Malacha is a realization of a person's desire, intent, and having it come to fruition. So it takes work, but is the work of bringing out what a person had in his das and his seichel. And that's why Melechus Machshavis is a key word in Hilchas Shabbos. It has to be something that was my kavana. It has to be something that's Matzricha Legufa. It has to be something that's not Mekalkel. It has very little to do with the work expended, but rather with the realization of a goal. In other words, something that needed to go from stage A to B, that's what I wanted to do, and I make it happen. Obviously, if there's no work whatsoever is involved, then it, you know, it's not a mechayev person. But that's the mechayev of the person. That's malacha. Avoda is physical work. Schlepping bags of sand is avoda. Building a building is malacha. The seder of tzuras adam can be in two ways. Lamosh, let's take a bal chai. There's a reason why it's one of the phenomena of nature that man is the only animal that walks erect. Now, from an evolutionary point of view, that's a very, very bad mistake. Walking on 2 feet is unstable. There's a reason why all animals like to walk on 4 feet. It's much more stable. You have four, things that are keeping you in check. There's a distribution of weight over each of the four paws. It's much, much more efficient. The only thing good about walking on 2 feet is it gives podiatrist panasa. But other than that, there's no real plus side to it. It puts all the weight on a small area. It's unstable and v'chulu v'chulu v'chulu. But there's a certain HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, the tzura of Adam reflects very much the mahus of Adam. In a Baal Chai, the purpose of the brain is to help the animal find the food that it needs, run away from the danger, and so on. The brain is a very important tool in being able to find what it needs. So that's a tachlis of the brain. The brain is a component. Be'etzem, the brain is meshubah to the stomach. The most important part of a Baal Chai is its survival, its heart, its lungs, whatever you want to call it. The brains are there to help make a cheshbin, where to run away from the danger, where you could get food, and so on. So the brain is certainly not on top of that. Tzuras Adam Kitikunai is where the seichel and the brain and the das are the atzmius in a person, and everything there else serves as a hechetimtze. I don't know if I mentioned this, but I once read something 2-3 years ago. They had an article, a research done someplace. I clipped out the article. I have it. With the following shaila. The following shaila puzzled scientists. The brain in a person is the biggest chazer in the body. It gulps the most energy is in the brain. The brain demands a tremendous amount of energy. Now, meila, the chelik in the brain that's concerned with how to earn money and how to make food. Okay, listen, that's our tool. That's why we're so good at it. But the chelik of the brain that's wasted on philosophy, art, music, all the other narishkeiten, why did evolution leave that? Doesn't make any sense. The 3/4 of the brain is being used for things that add nothing economically to the person. So why would it be like that? I'll tell you the answer they give. It's an amazing answer. You'll laugh at that. I'm saying a little bit too different. It's for shiduchim, and I'll tell you the way. I'll tell you the way they said it. They say that in the competition for females, every advantage is important. So the mushel, the peacock with the brighter feathers, even though the feathers don't do much for it, but the ladies like a bright feather, so the brighter the feathers, the more ladies attracted. So if you show off your knowledge of music, not it's not the reason why it survived is not because it helps a person more, it attracts females the way this does. If you're comfortable with the answer, that's fine. It's we just put in HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us brains for shidduchim, and that's that. But other than that, it's the pshat is the person that Tzuras Adam is the opposite. Tzuras Adam, the tachlis, is the das and the seichel, and everything else is meshubet for it. So it goes very much into our understanding the structure of society. We ask ourselves, what is, so let's take a society as a society. You have people that are engaged in economic activity, and they are producing the food, the shelter, the clothing, whether directly or indirectly through business, whatever it is. Now, the people that are engaged in, let's say, learning and Sifles Lishma, so someone's going to ask you, Mayhani Lirabbana. The answer, all the Narishkeit answers that it's b'schus them the business matzliach and b'schus them the army is saying that, those answers are as bad as the question. Because, so you're also saying, be'etzem, the business is the most important. But if you pay somebody to do Tikkun Chatzos, a night kollel, that helps the business. So you're really basically reaffirming his premise. You're not arguing on his premise. You're arguing on his, the question is what's more helpful for it? That's wrong. That a person, the understanding is everything we do is for das, is for seichel. And the truth is, the world around also understands it. I was once, I guess, I was once, and we once ate by somebody a long time ago, was at Israel. Many, I mean, it was still a fairly young couple. And there was a friend of the family we ate by. She was an Israeli woman, girl, woman. She was in her late 20s. And she had become a Baal's Tshuva and then a Chayza B'Shaila. And she was teaching literature in Brandeis. And she was vehemently anti-religious. She had, she had been there, done that, and burnt. Whatever, I don't know what her story was. She dressed deliberately very provocatively and very Nazi. I mean, she was coming to Frum Pim for Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael, fine. So she's sitting there and she's obviously looking for a fight. So somebody mentioned that a certain boy had got, that a certain girl, a friend of his, which a friend had gotten engaged to somebody. She said, oh, very nice. What does the boy do? He's sitting learning. So she said, why would somebody marry parasite? So I asked her, let me ask you, what do you mean? Do you mean as a parasite because he's not doing anything, he's draining around the hallways? Or you hold that learning doesn't contribute economically to society? So it's not, she understands that the Bachman learn very seriously, work very hard, but it doesn't contribute economically to society at all. And b'meila, that's the definition of parasite. So I said, can you tell me what literature contributes to society's food supply? So you are also a parasite. You're living off society and contributing nothing economic to society. He said, well, if anybody wants to come into the class and listen, so I said, that's wonderful. So charge admission and live off that. Why should people have to pay you and get subsidized from the government, whether they like it or not, the government holds out universities for something? So basically, you're a parasite. So she turned red and said, I'm not saying that I think exactly what I'm doing is right. I said, fine, as long as we're in the same mikzayah, we're both parasites, I'm fine with it. I just know it's nice to meet a fellow parasite. But the understanding, but the Torah says the world does understand, a better person understands that the sichlius, the understandings that a person derives from thinking and working intellectually is really a peiros. So when a person, so shi'abud, but when you talk about shi'abud, it means an eved is somebody whose mitzias is his workforce, his engine is harnessed to somebody else's car. Somebody else is driving to a certain place and he is harnessing it to there. That is something which is a, which does not, that's hefer of what the atzmius of Torah is. That's of what the world is. And that's why when Asan Gai B'Talmid Chachamim, I think it was, the Einish was there was Chala B'Ragloi, because in a certain sense, Raglov are called the famous Zohar Kaddish by Esav, that he touched Mekaf Reichoi. He says that these are Tamchen Deiraisa. In other words, understanding the feet as supporting the goof, and not the goof as holding up the feet, is the shayrish of understanding Torah Sodom. And when you pray him in that, so when you did Agarat HaKhamim, basically you dislocated the foot. You made the foot an independent entity instead of it being the hemshech of the seich and the das. And that's what it was called. The Maral says when he speaks in Gevuras, I think it is, yeah, in Gevuras, he talks about it. He speaks about the three things, but Ma'eda, and the Chazal give three reasons why there was Exera. So the point that he makes is it wasn't a chet in Avraham Avinu, it wasn't that he did wrong. His point is the midah of Avraham Avinu is a type of midah that has an inherent shortcoming. Avram had one midah, that was chesed, Yitzhak had din, and so on. In Avram's midah, there are deficiencies be'etzem. I don't think, if I understand correctly, there's nothing that could have been done about it. You can't start with everything. You progressed everything. So Avram and Yitzhak to Yaakov, the first midah is chesed, is almost by definition like that. It's a natural. That's also not something that you could possibly do different. The midah of chesed is a midah that has, it's always the first step towards religion, but it has deficiencies. And one of those deficiencies is midas hadin is structure. If A, then B, which leads to C. That's midas hadin. Everything has a seidat verb. The heart of midas hadin is seidat. In the full sense of the word, it's cause and effect and result and so on. Midas hachesed is spontaneous, but random. It's just like what you get paid has clear rules and regulations. X amount of hours for this amount of work and such a project. And hulu, you can make a sort of, you can work out a table that will give it to you. You can't do that in chesed. Chesed means what I want to give now. It has zero to do what happened before and zero to do what happened about yesterday. So v'meila, the Seder Advarim with his top and bottom and so on isn't shayachted. So the Maral said, but the point is, we went through shibud as a result of it because there was a shibud shalei kedin. So v'meila, that's what we went through. So the Angar B'Talmid Chachamim is, and the bottom he says, the Dova Zeh Yidua, Chasha Osa Angar B'Talmid Chachamim L'Shabe Hadova She'in Roi She'be Shibud, Mishtav Zeh Gamke, Klal Hadova, Kasha Hoye Mishtave Estamir Chachamim, Mashin Roiu She'e Shibud B'Seichu, She'in Bo Hispailus Klal, Sha'a Shibud V'Hispailus U'Lachomri Lo La Seichu. I want to explain that word of Hispailus, at the way he uses it. He says, he lumps it together, there's no shibud, no hispa'alus. The word hispa'alus doesn't mean so much the way we use the word hispa'alus. That is said, the way we use the word hispa'alus is part of this, of the usage that he's... The usage of the word hispa'alus means there's reactive. In other words, po'al means to do something. Hispo means to react. Seichel is supposed to be the active agent in a person. Seichel is something which initiates, and chaim is supposed to be hispo. The kilkel starts the other way around. So l'mashal, theoretically, if I'm an ish sholem, so I think about what I need to do, and I do it. So I decide that today I'm not eating this. Today I'm fasting. Today I'm going over and doing that. That's how it works. That's how the flow of the flow of command goes. The other side is the opposite. Is I'm tired today, so I'm not going to do anything. I'm hungry now, so I'm going to eat. I crave this, I'm going to eat this. That produces a seichel that was nispoel from the event. And that's a corruption of seichel. Seichel is never supposed to be nispoel. It's supposed to be always the poel. And it's part of that same sense of how the flow of the nyanim goes. So when we talk about a Kodesh Baruch Hu's why he does something, and we say it's a gzeirah as opposed to rachman, famous chazal, that when the person says, I can't see you, rachmecha, it doesn't mean a Kodesh Baruch Hu is devoid of rachman. What does that chazal mean when we talk about what a Kodesh Baruch Hu is, what's happening? It means like this. It means that a normal person, I walk into a room and I see somebody and nichmeru rachma v'olav. Something pushes me. Something tells me what to do. It's rachmanis, you should do this and this. So I'm mispoil from my midos. And that's how Hashem Baruch Hu made it. And that's why we sometimes do things that we shouldn't do. Sometimes we're angry when the right way to react is calmly or veto, and sometimes we give in when the right thing to do is to stand strong. There are no what's the right word for it? There are no it's not clear cut. It's not how I feel. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is geizig zeros, so when it says he makes HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midos rachman and the xeris, it doesn't mean xeris unreasonable. People think the word xera has to do with unreasonable. No, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not affected by something. Ritzoinu Yisparach was to be mative. So the structure of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's interaction is hatava. That's a given. Now the question is, each situation, Kadosh Baruch Hu is sort of, what's the right word for it, does differently, applies differently, and so on. So by us, the midos are, we are affected by something, and our decision is made by, by how we've been affected by something. So the mahalach of true sichlius is things start with the das and they flow into the action. And Gaya Tarukhama means that they reversed it, that the Tamir Chachamim served the Malchus. The Melech is supposed to rally everyone to serve something higher. And that higher is das. When he made them a Gaia, he reversed it, and he was Meshabit the other way around. Well, my father's Chayne Vracha, I guess today in the mood to stories, that my father's Chayne Vracha was the old Mirashita, people forgot about it, was that everything that had to do other than Beis Medrash was an absolute Chuchot Lodiyah. And when I came to the Mid, it was no office. Literally, it was no office. You have to go up to Moshe Finkel on the third floor in his house, and he would take out a receipt book and write the receipt. It was really, really, there was nothing. So somebody once, at some point, they put a lot of pressure and made an office and a normal office and so on. And my shver told him, I don't know what point it was. I don't know what he said. He was annoyed at whatever was happening. And he said, you need to bear in mind that the office is there to serve the Beis Medrash, not the other way around. You know, never let the sense, your question about building the office needs to be, what will be the most effective way to raise money for the Beis Medrash, rather than what is a very, very chashuv office. I don't know. It was a long, long way from what it was to even being a minimal office. Not sure which nekuda exactly got me sure annoyed. Al-Kapanim, that was the point. Okay, I'm going to have to hold it here. I'm sorry. I have to make a 2:15 mincha here. Also, there's not going to be enough time. So we'll hold it here. So next week should be Bez Hashem. Will be back to regular. It's like Boma next week. Next Thursday is like Boma, I believe. But whatever, it's not going to affect the...
Okay. We can learn like Boma.
You can learn like Boma. That Minig Eretz Yisrael is also to learn like Boma? I didn't know if it was Minig Eretz Yisrael.
I'm not saying what goes on here, but it's possible.
Huh?
I'm not saying what goes on here, but it is possible.
That's a shame. Here it's fine.
Walking on two feet frees up your hands, though.
Okay, that's a good. But it's interesting. An ape has a use of two hands, you know. But when it walks, it falls back again to four. It's interesting.
It can't carry anything that it can't carry in one hand. It can't carry in its mouth.
Okay, good. So that's another Terrence. We'll always bear that Terrence in mind, Yasha. Okay, I'll get
thanks, Doc. Shabbos.
Shabbos.